We started this process last year with AEA to recognize innovation in education, and specifically to do that at the school district level, at the school site level, at the classroom level, and then new this year to recognize what we called emerging student innovators. And it was the idea to recognize innovation in the use of science, math, and technology with the same end goal that we're talking about here, which is how to develop that 21st century student. And so what I'd like to introduce to you today is our finalists in this process as well as our winners. And to help me with doing that, I'd like to invite up John Warwick from Emulex, and also Dave Everett from Assemblyman Van Tran's office. Please welcome them. Our Innovation Education Awards this year have been sponsored by Emulex, and that was a new thing this year, and we were thrilled to have the participation of Emulex both here at the summit as well as one of their team members helped us in the participation. We did have a national review panel that helped review all of our nominations, and we received nominations from all across the county for outstanding teachers and school programs and student innovators as well. And several of our panel representatives are here with us as well. Sue Nguyen is here. She was on our review panel. Thank you, Sue. Wave to the crowd. Kevin Daly was here. Kevin's gone? I don't think Kevin is with us right now, but he's also a Project Tomorrow board member, and he was here. And then, as I mentioned, Jeannie Luckenbaugh represented Emulex, as well as the other members of our review panel were Karen Greenwood Henke from Nimble Press up in San Francisco and Marina Light from the Center for Digital Education. The first award that we gave out, and these were announced at the AEA High Tech Dinner 2 weeks ago, as Tim Jamal mentioned, is the District Leadership in Science, Math, and Technology. And we do that as just an award winner, and that was awarded to Dr. Teresa Dom. Dr. Dom, please come up. And as you know, she is the superintendent of Laguna Beach Unified School District, and we are thrilled to have her here.
Wow. My goodness.
And so we have a recognition from the county, and then also from the county. Both are from the county. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Teresa. Our next category was Innovative School Program, and you've already been introduced to the winner in this category, but I'd like to recognize all of the finalists. And so once again, if we can have the finalists that are here come up as you're called, a representative from the Global IT Academy, maybe Todd and Christine, or just Christine, from the Global IT Academy at Brea Olinda High School. Jackie Pierce from Robert C. Fissler School. Lucinda Narez Pueblos from Lathrop School. And Jenny Trapani from Yorba Linda Middle School. And those should be all right there, Dave.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And then I think we also have.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
All of you.
Thank you.
And as we know, it was Global IT that was our award recipient this year. Our third category is High Impact Teacher in Science, Math, and Technology. As you can imagine, this particular category was extremely competitive this year. Our finalists are Amanda Donnell from Anderson Elementary School in Newport Mesa. Amanda, if you could come up. Janice Hopper from the Academies at Century High School. Janice had to leave, unfortunately, early, so she is not with us, but we, of course, recognize her. Jeffrey Lee from Arthur F. Curry Elementary School in Buena Park. And Holly Steele from Beechwood School in Fullerton. And we once again, from Assemblyman Van Tran's office, we have recognition, as well as from the county, we have recognition as well. And our award winner in this category is Holly Steele, who is 7th and 8th grade science teacher from Beechwood. Thank you to all of our high impact teachers of the year. And then our fourth category of recognition is what we call the emerging student innovator. We were specifically looking for a student innovator who had leveraged science, math, and technology to solve a school problem or a community challenge. This is the first time we have ever done this type of award before, and we were excited to have this opportunity. Our three finalists this year are Catherine Bauer from Brea Olinda High School. Marshall Thomas from Laguna Beach High School. Marshall had to leave. Dr. Dom, he had to get back for his AP bio class. And Jason Udeem from Foothill High School in Tustin. And all three of our student finalists you met earlier today because they were on our student panel. And so once again, we have county recognition and also recognition from Assemblyman Van Tran's office. Thank you. Thank you, students.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so once again, thank you to Assembly Van Tran for recognizing our Innovation and Education Award winners. That's fabulous. And then also to Emulex John for your wonderful support.
Thank you
very much.
That one.